Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of June 4th, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it is time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous congratulates WMT Radio on its 100th anniversary, as camp celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. Half of WMT's existence has been spent supporting Camp Courageous, starting in 1972 with WMT sports broadcaster Tate Cummins and his wife Dottie. Camp Courageous has been forever grateful. This past week has been camp's first week of campers for the summer season. Staff and campers have had a great week with activities from cookouts to hay rides, the zip line rides, the paddle boating, bowling, swimming, you name it, they did it. I thought it would be fun this morning to listen to one parent's concepts on sending their child with a disability to camp, especially for the first time. Here is camper's parent, Erin Harlan, talking about bringing her daughters to Camp Courageous.
The girls have been coming since they were five, and so you're 13 and 14, so 8 years. It's easy to send them because I know how much they love it here, and I'm always trying to encourage other families to attend because I do feel like they are so well taken care of, and, you know, let's see, my first couple of years, I remember I called, I called the next morning, I called the afternoon, and they were super receptive to me doing that and really communicative of like how well they were doing and things like that.
Sure.
And so I think I did that for the first couple of visits here. And then after that, I was able to drop them off and pick them up on Sunday. We have four kids. Two of the girls are, obviously have Down syndrome, and two of the girls are typically developing. And so like this weekend, the other two girls get to have friends over because it's really hard for Addie and Audrey to have sleepovers, you know, and play dates. Yeah, because you like to have pop. Yes. And so so these are really special weekends, not only for them to be here and to have tons of fun and feel, you know, like they belong, but it's also really important for our girls at home to get to have friends over, because that's just really harder for us to do when we do have all the girls together.
Today, Saturday the 4th, one can experience a great family fun day at the Camp Courageous Fishing Derby at Pleasant Creek State Park in Palo, Iowa. Registration began at 7 a.m. this morning, with the derby running from 8 to noon. Camp Courageous will be providing shuttling with the camp bus, and the VW bus camp will be raffling off will be on display, and one can have the opportunity to buy tickets for that. Once again, this morning at Pleasant Creek State Park in Palo, Iowa. The 71 VW bus is being raffled as part of the celebration of camp's 50th anniversary of serving individuals with special needs. Raffle tickets are $100 each. They can be purchased online, or the bus will be a variety of areas this summer. The drawing will be at noon on December 31st, 2022, and you need not be present to win. We'll be broadcasting that live on Facebook too. The VW this Monday will be at the Fuel Iowa Golf Outing at Brown Deer Golf Course. That's at 1900 Country Club Drive in Coralville from noon to 7. Once again, that's Fuel Iowa will be having a golf tournament for Camp Courageous on Monday, June 6th, and the VW bus will be there on display, and if somebody wants to buy a ticket, they are welcome to do that. It's been a very patriotic few days at Camp Courageous. We had past National Commander of the American Legion, David Ryben, here at Camp Courageous for Memorial Day. And yesterday, Friday, we spent the day with the VFW in Des Moines, who have been supporting the camp since the camp's earliest years. We sure do appreciate these two great organizations' support over the years. Along with regular camp going on this next week, we're going to have a summer luau on the 9th, which is Thursday, at Camp Courageous. Will be going from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. It's a great time for a dog camper to dress up, come to Camp Courageous, and have a great luau in our main lodge area. Camp's largest fundraiser is the Manchester Garage Sale. It's now open year-round. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. It's open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. It's run 100% on volunteers. They are accepting items from, you name it, books, toys, videos, CDs, furniture. They collect items and then they sell them with all the proceeds going to Camp Courageous. A big thank you to the volunteers, all those donors and the shoppers up there. They do take credit cards now, which is a big new thing for this year. The need for the week is a commercial popcorn machine. This is not an inexpensive machine. This is a $4,000 machine, and it pops enough popcorn so when we have these huge groups of hundreds of campers out here and volunteers, it can keep up with it. If you're interested, you can go to camp's website and see more information on a new commercial popcorn machine needed at camp. Memorials this past week that the families have requested the memorials go to Camp Courageous included Dr. James Reinerson from Cedar Rapids, longtime supporter of the camp. Our sympathy goes out to his family. And also Gary Winders from over in Anamosa. Our sympathy goes out to his family too. We hope each one of you have a wonderful weekend, a great coming week, and thanks for listening.